Chapter 2. Zip2 and X.com. While Elon was at the University of Pennsylvania, he worked for companies in Silicon Valley in the summer vacations. Silicon Valley is famous because lots of computer companies have their offices there. He worked on a lot of different projects. For one, he worked on using video in computer games and met a lot of interesting people from Hollywood and the world of computers. He loved working in Silicon Valley. When he finished his university courses, he left Pennsylvania and started a business in Silicon Valley with his brother, Kimball. Elon and Kimball were very good friends. They did a lot of things together. In the summer of 1994, they drove across the USA together. They bought a car and started their journey in California. They drove from California to Colorado. Then they went through Wyoming and South Dakota and finished their journey in Illinois. On the journey, the brothers talked about starting a business on the internet. So, when Elon decided to go to Silicon Valley, Kimball was happy to go with him. They had an idea for a new business. It was 1995, and the internet was a very new thing. Many businesses did not really understand the internet in 1995. Elon and Kimball wanted to show small businesses that the internet could help them. There was no Google Maps yet, but their idea was the same. The brothers wanted to put small companies, like restaurants and clothes shops, on a map on the internet so it was easier for customers to find them. They called their company Zip2. The brothers found a small office in Palo Alto, in San Francisco Bay, and started work. Elon wrote the code for the maps for the San Francisco Bay area, and Kimball talked to companies about their idea. For the first 3 months, the two brothers lived at the office. They worked very hard, and slowly, they started to make some money. Then, a Canadian businessman from Toronto, Greg Khoury, started to work for the company. In 1996, another business invested $3 million in Zip2. The company got bigger offices and looked for engineers to work for it. At the same time, Elon and Kimball started making maps for all of the USA. The company was growing quickly. But the investors did not think Elon was the right person to run the company because he did not know enough about business. So, they asked Elon to be the director of technology and a man called Rich Sorkin to be the chief executive officer, CEO. Sorkin knew a lot about internet startup companies and was a good person for the job. At first, Elon was not happy. He wanted to be the CEO of his own company, but he agreed to the idea. He learned a lot from working with Sorkin and the Silicon Valley engineers. For a few years, the company did very well. But then other companies started to develop the same business idea. Things were starting to look bad for Zip2, and the company started to have money problems. But then, in February 1999, the computer company Compaq Computer bought Zip2 for $307 million. Elon and Kimball were millionaires. Elon had enough money to invest in a new business, so he started to look for a new idea. He remembered his job at the Bank of Nova Scotia in Canada and decided to start an online banking service. Compaq Computer bought Zip2 in February 1999. In March, Elon started a new company, X.com. He asked an engineer from Zip2 to work with him, and two Canadian bankers came to work at the company. The four men started to build the first internet bank. It was a small group, but it soon grew. Elon's life soon changed a lot. He bought a new house and a $1 million sports car. He bought an airplane, and he learned to fly it. He was on television and raced his sports car against other billionaires. But he also used his money to build his new company. Banking was a new world for Elon, but he was not worried because he liked to learn new things. But building an online bank was not easy. There were a lot of problems because Elon and one of the Canadian bankers, Harris Fricker, had very different ideas about the company. They did not agree about the best way to do business, so Harris Fricker left X.com and started his own company. He took some of the X.com engineers with him, but Elon was not worried. Elon was sure that he was doing the right thing. He found new people, he got more investors, and he hired new engineers. In November 1999, the X.com group were ready. Elon gave the engineers $100,000. The engineers used the money to test their online bank before they opened it to customers. In the third week of November, the bank opened to the public. Elon stayed in the office for 48 hours because he wanted to be sure that everything was okay. Customers could use Elon's new bank to send money to another person by email. This was a new business idea. No other bank had this idea. More than 200,000 people used the bank in the first few months. But soon, another small company called PayPal was trying to do the same thing. PayPal had two engineers, Max Levchin and Peter Thiel. They were developing the same services as X.com. Both companies wanted to be the best. The engineers in both companies worked 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then, in March 2000, they decided to stop fighting. They came together and became one company called X.com. But the two groups did not work well together. They had very different ideas, and they could not agree about the best software. Then Peter Thiel left X.com, and the company started to have problems with its website. At the same time, more new startup companies were opening with the same business idea, and X.com started to have money problems. The investors were not happy with Elon's work, and the workers wanted a new CEO. They wanted Peter Thiel to come back, but they did not tell Elon. They waited until he was on holiday. Elon and Justine married in January 2000, but they did not take a holiday then. They waited until September and went to Sydney in Australia to see the Olympic Games. While Elon was on the airplane to Sydney, the investors asked Peter Thiel to come back as CEO of the company. Elon was very angry. He flew back to the USA and tried to get his job back, but it was too late. A lot of the workers at the company were angry about this too, but there was nothing they could do. In June 2001, X.com changed its name to PayPal. Elon continued to invest in the company, and it continued to grow. But Elon was already interested in new projects, and he was planning his next business.